outside. Careful if you're out there on the roads. It gets a bit slippery at times. Speaking of slippery, one of the slipperiest customers in the forward line of the competition is Bailey Fritch from the Demons. Tough to stop. He is back out there again on the weekend for the Demons in that loss to the Brisbane Lions, but he's ready to roll against the Sydney Swans at the MCG on Sunday afternoon. He joins us on breakfast this morning. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, buddy. How are you? How did you feel after your comeback on the weekend?
Yeah, it was obviously good to be back around the boys. It was a pretty tough watch in round one, although we had a good win. But obviously a little bit disappointing with the way we performed. But we're really in the game pretty hard yesterday, and we're looking to make amends this week, that's for sure.
What did you think when the lights blew there at the Gabba on the weekend?
Yeah, well, I used to be an electrician before I played footy, so I was trying to tell the boys what was going on. We've been in some weird circumstances. Obviously, a couple of years ago, we were involved in the Lightning game, so we sort of had a bit of an idea of the steps that had to be taken to get back to playing. And obviously, it took a little bit longer than what it did when the Lightning was striking over in Perth. But, it was a little bit of a weird one, but a good experience.
So through all that, what was the conversation? Who was leading the conversation about what was happening and what might happen on the back of it? Did you think that you would get the game cancelled at that time?
Yeah, I think they said we had 30 or 40 minutes. The game had to be started before it would be called off because the game had been playing long enough to be able to just call the game off and there would still be a result. So, Marcus Wagner, the head of footy, he was sort of running it all and telling us what was going on. And then we got to a point that I think three quarters of the lights got back on, and then, we went into a team meeting and, pretty much like a half-time break, got back out there and did a little bit of warm-up on the ground and then... Yeah, we're back into it.
And so what did Goody say in the team meeting? Because you came out and you were the Globetrotters. It was unbelievable footy.
Yeah, I think as a team, no matter the circumstance, Goody's really big on just keep playing out the game and keep playing hard, whether you're up or down. And I think we took a little bit from West Coast when they came out and stuff after the Lightning strike. They come back from 35, 40 points down and nearly pipped us on the line. So... we thought we were in obviously the opposite position this time, but we wanted to come out and play the rest of the game out, and we were lucky enough to play some pretty nice football and get some goals on the board and sort of get Brisbane a little bit scared at the end there. But it was good for our confidence going into this week as well. Obviously, we were pretty disappointed with how we played the first three quarters. But to take a little bit of confidence into this week was good.
So does it annoy you, that sort of stuff, at the end of the game when you sort of sit back and assess it? You go, bloody hell, if we had done that earlier, we would have been fine.
Yeah, for sure. There's an element of that. Obviously, we could move the ball like that from the first quarter that we'd probably be in a bit of a different position. But credit to Brisbane. They played really well around the ball. They beat us up, especially early as a forward group. They probably got us done in the air as well. So that's something that we'll be looking to work on this week. But... credit to Brisbane. They played really well and they're a strong team and well-drilled.
Oh, no doubt about that. You guys are too, so there's no issues there from any footy fan's perspective. Just on, we mentioned before it was your first game back for the season. We're only two games in, so you've only missed the one. But that foot injury was a bit happening with that, wasn't it? How bad was that foot injury?
Yeah, so it was probably a week before our first unofficial practice match. I got stomped on. Just a normal, like someone else's boot in the training session, and it just sort of hung around for about 4 weeks, which was really annoying. Obviously, going into games, you do a full pre-season and want to be out on the track and putting your name up for selection and playing footy against opposition rather than playing against each other. So it was a little bit annoying, but we just have to take our time with it. You know, feet at times can be a little bit annoying and a little bit longer to heal with the blood flow and whatnot. So. Obviously, it was great to be back on the weekend. Hopefully, I don't have another stomp in the near future.
Stay away from other people's boots and feet is the way to go about that. So, while we're on injury, I mean, the big fella went down early in the game last night, the skipper Max Gawn. When that happens, I mean, he's such a big presence, literally and figuratively, at the Demons. When that happens, how big an impact does it have on the team? Does that get spoken about at quarter time? When do you find out that Max is out? How does it work when you're out there playing the game?
Yeah, obviously to see your leader, your captain, and it's Max Gawn, one of the best players in the comp. So it obviously was a little bit flattening, but we've worked really hard on over the preseason, being able to reset and having reset tools. And obviously, as you say, it was disappointing to see him go down, but we had Jake Malcolm coming on, and we were trusted that he would play a really big role for the next three quarters. And then the beauty of Brody Grundy in the ruck as well, to be able to take over Max Doe from one All-Australian to another All-Australian. I think Brody played really well in the second half, or the remaining three quarters, sorry, but in the second half, really started to hit his straps, and I'm really looking forward to what he can do in the next 4 to 6 weeks in Max's absence. But, yeah, hopefully the big fellow gets through his rehab quick, and, yeah, we'll be back out in the G running around for the Ds in the not-too-distant future.
What's he like when he's not out there playing or training Big Max? I imagine he'd have some real pest qualities.
Yeah, he's. I know he'll be pesting the physios to get back. If it's a 4 to 6 week injury, he'll be looking at 2 to 3. But yeah, he'll be around the group. He's a great leader, obviously. But I'm sure he'll have some sort of role on game day or a training. But yeah, he'll be fine for his rehab, and yeah, can't wait to get him back.
Yeah, I'm sure the Demons fans are pretty keen to see him back out there as well as the teammates there. So it's the Sydney Swans this week. We know that they're in pretty good form, grand finalist last year. I mean, it's had a pretty big start. The Dogs, Brisbane Lions and the Sydney Swans. Is that the way you'd like to start most seasons, to see where you're at?
Yeah, I think you want to play the best teams to see where you're at as a footy club. And not only that, but you can, you know, when you're testing yourself against the best, if there's any cracks that are going to show, they're going to show. So obviously on the weekend we got beaten in the contest, so what better to play a team like Sydney, who are well drilled, they've been one of the premier teams for a number of years now, and for us to get a result on the weekend, we're going to have to be at our best in that area. But obviously all over the ground, they're a pretty balanced team, contest, offence, defence, they've got strengths in all those areas, and yeah, we're really looking forward to the challenge.
Will Stephen May be out there on Sunday against the Swans?
Yeah, I think Goody confirmed after the game that Maisie will be back. So, obviously, back-to-back All-Australians. Yeah, he helps a lot when he's out there. Obviously, his leadership, his communication, and, yeah, can't wait to have him back.
Bailey Fritch with us from the Demons, getting ready for Sunday's game against the Sydney Swans at the MCG. Check your local guides on that one. What about Lockie Hunter? How have you seen him integrating into this squad? Looks pretty good to me.
Yeah, Lock's been unbelievable. His footy knowledge is second to none. He sees the game really well and plays the wing role with Ez Magnan unbelievable. And obviously going inside 450 was something that we've been working on for a number of years now. And when he's got the ball in his hand, our forward connection seems to be a lot better. So, yeah, really happy that we've got him on board. And I'm sure he's going to play a massive part in our team and the success that we want to have this year.
Yeah, it looks pretty good to me, Lockie Hunter. Settled in magnificently. And how was Cozzy after last week? Plenty of coverage about that incident against the Dogs. How was he when with all that going on, happening?
Yeah, obviously for a young kid, it's pretty tough to go through that sort of thing. So we wrapped our arms around him. He'd done a big session on the weekend, and he'll probably do another one this week and be ready to go the week after. But I think he's handled it really well, and obviously if he could take it back, he would. But we love him playing on the edge, and we really look forward to getting him back. His pressure is probably one of the best in the league, and obviously the live wire around the goals. So looking forward to getting him back. We'll miss him this week, but yeah, can't wait.
This week is the round for Reach for the Ds, all set up by the late, great Jim Steins. It's a fundraiser for the Reach organisation, fundraise.reach.org.au, to donate for the cause. So what do these themed rounds mean for you, particularly when it comes on the back of the impact of the great Jim Steins at Melbourne?
Yeah, Jim's legacy obviously lives through our four walls, but also through Reach, and they do a power of work for people of all ages to really thrive in their life, and that's what Reach is really good for. And we've done some sessions from time to time in Reach, and we've all grown a lot from that. So, you know, any donation helps. It's great to have the round named after Reach, and if you head to the Reach website, as you said, you can donate anything big or small. It's unbelievable, and yeah, we can keep fighting mental health.
fundraise.reach.org.au is the place to go for that, and you can do that on the way to the footy or in the build up to the big game on Sunday at the MCG, Melbourne and Sydney, 3:20 at the home of footy. Check your local guides on that one and go and see Bailey Fritch in action for the D's. Last one before I let you go, Bailey, how often do you shampoo it?
Not too often, to be honest, maybe once every couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just how it does. I think the wax has a fair bit to do with it. I wear a hat a fair bit, which gets my hair back going as well. So, it's a good one.
You're always looking sharp, mate, and that deadly left foot is magnificent as well. Right foot, left foot, doesn't matter, you kick both feet. But good on you, and appreciate your time this morning. Good luck this week against the Swans.
Too easy. Thanks, mate.
Good stuff. Bailey Fritsch with us, the star from the Demons, getting ready for the big game on Sunday. It's going to be a cracker.